Very few people have attempted to live full-time in Death Valley, but one that did built one of the grandest castles in the world. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. For quality ag parts at a fair price that ship fast, call Shoup Manufacturing at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
If your farm equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands the machinery you rely on. Most likely, it'll be a farmer like you, and who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts, a fair price, that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In Death Valley National Park, there's a real-life story about a man who made fiction appear as fact.
Well, Scotty, kind of a scoundrel and a con man who in 1904 first met Mr. Johnson and tricked him into investing into a secret gold mine in Death Valley, which never really existed.
Audrey Tervaskis is a national park guide, and she says one of those backing Scotty was the owner of a Chicago insurance company, Albert Johnson. On Johnson's first visit, Scotty worked hard to get Johnson to make a quick return to Chicago so he wouldn't discover he was investing in a sham. Scotty even faked an ambush to scare Johnson. But surprisingly, the desert heat and the adventure of looking for a secret gold mine inspired Johnson to better health. Soon, he was returning each year to supposedly search for the mine, which he now realized didn't exist.
Whenever Albert Johnson got on the train to head home to Chicago after being out here in Death Valley with Scotty, he felt real good. And maybe he got to thinking that perhaps he was getting a greater return from his investment in Scotty's secret gold mine than he ever dreamed possible.
In fact, Johnson and his wife began building a permanent home, a mansion which resembled a Spanish-style castle. Meanwhile, Scotty took credit for the home the Johnsons were building.
Scotty would tell people, "I'm building a castle in the desert with the proceeds from my secret gold mine." And Albert Johnson never diminished what Scotty was saying.
The Johnsons passed away in the 1940s, leaving the castle to a foundation with the stipulation that Scotty should be cared for and have a home there until his death. And that's exactly what he did until he passed in 1954. The castle is open today to visitors to the national park. Traveling the countryside in Death Valley, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.